to be in the house of the Lord today, and it is great to be with everybody. Sweetie. If you would all have your seats. If you would all have your seats this morning, and Robin, would you come on up, please? I want to pray for you as a body, as a whole body. Nope. All right, church. If you would all join me right now, Robin's having surgery on Friday, Tiff, if you'd get on the side. And we just want to, as a church, cover her and surround her with the love of God and His healing in Jesus' name. So Lord, right now, we come in the name of Jesus. We cover our dear sister Robin with your love and with your spirit, Lord God. And we release from heaven a spirit of healing, a spirit of joy, and a spirit of peace that be upon her, Lord God, not just Friday, but every moment from this point on, till and beyond, Jesus, that you would release that and your healing is overflowing in her body, Lord God. That, Lord, when Friday comes, minimal effort will be needed in Jesus' name. And we bless her tissue and her organs and her blood and her veins and her muscles with quick recovery and restoration in the name of Jesus. We declare it over her. For God is our healer, Jehovah Rapha. And by your stripes, she is healed, O Lord. And we declare that over her in Jesus' name. And may the hands of the surgeon be so deliberate, because you have gripped it and you are guiding it in Jesus' name. And Lord, everything has been already established, from the room temperature to who's on duty to the second surgery supposed to take place. It has been already ordered, for you order the steps of your righteous. And we cover Robin with your righteousness right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. 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 Before we get into this, in your bulletins, we have placed a BCF membership form. Most of you know we're not traditional in the way we do membership and things like that. Thank you, Mike. But we do like to have a roster of who officially calls this church their home church. And about a year and a half ago was the last time we did this. So if you have not previously filled out a membership form and would like to fill out one and call BCF your home church, please fill one out and give it to one of our ushers before you leave today or during the week. They'll be in the bulletins for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and that'll be it at that point. But right now, if you just raise your Bibles with me, let's give God glory for His awesome word. Father, we thank you that your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. Thank you that all scripture is God-breathed and inspired, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in your righteousness. Amen. With that same word, if you would open up to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, beginning verse 15. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about the series Heritage to Legacy. And we spent the last 3 weeks really discussing inheritance part of this, because it goes from heritage to what you pass on, which is the inheritance, to what is left behind, our legacy. And in God's perfect way and timing, we will finish up this series next week with Legacy on Father's Day. So we're really excited, and we encourage you to bring a father if your father's out of state or passed on to be with the Lord, adopt a father. Amen. Go down the street, walk by 7-Eleven, pick somebody. And bring them with you Sunday. Because we're also going to have a time of testimony and how God has used our men to shed light to life, His life on us. But as we continue with inheritance, we ended talking about attaining our inheritance through righteous living. Today, we're going to finish the inheritance section as we talk about maintaining that inheritance. We can attain it, but now we need to maintain it so that we have something to pass along. We don't want to be fools that squander what God gives us. And it does go hand in hand in righteous living because we have to stay within the righteousness or right standing of God. Because when His hand is on us, guess what? We are blessed. We are called blessed. We stay within Him, within His tower of refuge, within His comfort, within His embrace. We stay within His will, within His purpose. And it is then that we maintain and we have something to build on, to pass on. See, part of maintaining the inheritance that God gives us, and most of you know, we're not talking just financial. The financial blessing may come as an outgrowth of being in God's will. And we're talking about the heritage that we establish as godly men and women, godly families. The hand of the Lord is upon us. The heritage that is established in the foundation of our relationship with Jesus Christ. And as a church, what we build now, the foundation now, is what we leave behind for the next pastor and the next generation. When kids, little kids like Josh, are up here preaching 20, 30 years from now, we're leaving them something to build on, and not something little. We want God's blessing, and we want to stay within His blessing so they have something great to inherit and then build on to make it even greater for the kingdom of God. That's what we're leaving behind. And we do that by staying in right standing, which is the definition of righteousness of God. And when we do that, we are blessed by God. His Spirit is upon us. His hand is upon us. His Spirit is flowing through us. We are not going against the vision that God has given us, but we are moving in it, and He's empowering us through it, and we are strengthened by it, and He is opening up doors man can never open up on their own. He's making things happen that you and I can't do without Him, and He does that when we are stayed within His embrace, His blessing, His purpose, His vision, His right standing. And Ephesians 1, beginning verse 15, says this, to maintain this inheritance. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, reputation is built on love. If you remember, our heritage is built on the love God has for us and us on the love for God. That's our foundation. And your love for the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul's writing this, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. When we are in right standing, the spirit of His wisdom that brings forth His revelation, His understanding, His truth, what our next step is, what we are being led to. We see the promised land. We are now in the promised land, but we're standing in one area that the Lord has given us, that we have conquered in the name of the Lord, but we still are keeping our eyes forward as we see the next step because we're not satisfied where we're at. We're pressing forward. We're not satisfied where we are. I'm not satisfied in being the husband that I've been so far. I want to be better in the name of the Lord to my wife and father to my kids. I'm not satisfied. just because my wife says, great job today, hon. I want to be better tomorrow. Just because we do something good or great today, we need to be as a church better tomorrow. That's what the inheritance God has called us to. Not to be satisfied. Just because we go a little deeper with the Lord today does not mean that's where we stop. Next week, next time we come together as a body, we need to go even deeper. In our prayer life, in our personal life, yes, God gave me a vision today. God spoke to me. Guess what? He wants to speak to you tomorrow as well and give you a vision tomorrow. Paul says, pray without ceasing. Stay in the Spirit. Don't be satisfied, but more. And how? We maintain it by having God, His Spirit, giving us His wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of who? Him. Him. We don't need to know what's going on in the world. We need to know God. We need to know the heart of God. We need with the mind of Jesus and the Spirit of God giving us His wisdom inside of us. We don't need to worry about what's going on around us or how we will receive our inheritance or how we will maintain our inheritance or how our inheritance will grow. We need to just know God's vision, God's will, God's heart, God's purpose. Guess what? He does it. He does it. Yesterday, townwide yard sale here. My wife and I, we do it every year. We love. And Lord blessed us with some amazing bargains. Let me tell you that. But we knew and we prayed for divine appointments. We didn't know who. We didn't know the hows, whens. But you know what? We ran into people. We were able to bless people. I was able to pray over somebody right in the middle of the street. They let me pray for them, and they're not Christians. They know who we are. Don't worry about the hows. Keep our eyes on His heart and His mind and what His will is for us. That's it. The ifs, the whens, the buts, throw them out. His heart. This is what Paul prayed for them. This is what I pray for us and for me, for all of us individually and as a church. The eyes of your understanding, what being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling. His calling on who? Us. On us, the individual, and us, the church. On our purpose. If I'm waking up every day saying, Lord, this is what You've called me to do, I embrace what You put in front of me. I'm embracing Your purpose for me today. I embrace even the uncomfortable situations I may be in the flesh. But I know I'm there because You've called me to it. And You've empowered me in it. And You've given me wisdom through it. Guess what? I am maintaining and building on the inheritance of God. Last week I shared with you Sunday morning how Saturday the Lord had me at a place where I repented of not backing down in authority, of not those moments over the last 10, 20, 15 years in ministry where I've abdicated my role as spiritual leader at times. Or if somebody had a stronger personality, I've kind of stepped back and let them lead because I was afraid to step up or confront, and how I repented of that Saturday morning, and the Lord broke me free. I was sharing with my wife, in the last 7 days, I've confronted, not in a bad way, but in a bold way, issues and things and people more than I have in the last 10 years. And it's, and you know what? You want to grow? This is now my inheritance that I am building on now. Not just harboring, sticking it in the dirt, but I'm investing it in the work of God through me to build on it so that my children and my children's children, as the Bible says, and my children's children's children are going to walk in it. They're not going to abdicate their role as spiritual heads of their household, as mighty men and women of God who walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. You, those who I lead as your shepherd, this is what my job is to impart on you. The same. that you will not abdicate anything, but you will stand tall when the enemy comes at you, when tries to cower or make you feel insecure, that we grow stronger together, that we run to each other when tough times come instead of running away from each other. Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put how many? 10,000. So we run to each other and we come with power together in such a way. In the revelations and the calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance to the saints? That's to every one of us. Every one of us has this available to them. Every single one of us has this available to you. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seating him at the right hand of God in the heavenly places. He's given this to us. This is our inheritance. It's Christ's inheritance that he's imparted onto us to share with him in his power and his authority and his rule and his reign and his strength. This is the heart of God. So how do we maintain it? The surest way is stay in right standing. Keep our vision focused on the heart of God, on what he has for us. I shared with our prayer team this morning that felt the Lord saying, every one of you is a minister today. So your job is to find out what God's going to have you do to minister to one another today. That was the call, the word that God gave us this morning. Because guess what? I've seen a lot of people with the title Reverend, Pastor, Minister, Father, Priest, Apostle, Bishop, who have no clue how to minister in the power of God and the foundation of the Word of God and the foundation of the love of God. But I've seen great and mighty men and women of God who have no letters before their first name, who are only known by their first name, who have moved mountains in the name of the Lord. This is the Spirit of God coming alive in us. You never have to wait on me to go to pray to somebody. You never have to wait on someone in authority to pray on somebody. Why? Because you have that authority. And you walk in it. And we walk in it together. And this is your inheritance to take as what? As you walk and give, God gives you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. And your eyes of understanding are constantly being enlightened. And you know what? They can't help but be enlightened if you're looking at him. If you're standing next to someone who's smarter than you, you can't help but get smarter by what they speak to you about. Okay? If you're sitting next to a dummy, guess what? You know, it's scary sometimes when you're the smartest person in the room. Okay? Those questions my wife challenged us with. Who are we empowering and lifting? Who are we submitting to so that we can grow and be enlightened by in the ways of the Lord and grow in the knowledge of him? Comes from God first, and our eyes have to be on him. This is not going to be in the PowerPoint, but I want to share this scripture in Genesis for you. Talking about the inheritance. Genesis 26, 17 to 22. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn with them, you can. It's Genesis chapter 26, verses 17 through 22. I'll read you this. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. So many, many years ago, Abraham had dug up wells in the land that God has given him, that God established him as an inheritance. But what happened? Talked about righteous living maintains it. Right standing with God maintains it. The children of Abraham have walked away from the inheritance. They've stepped away. They may have done things they shouldn't have. They were no longer caring for what God has given them in the way it was given to them. So what happened? Isaac went back and he dug the wells. He went and to reclaim the inheritance that God has given Abraham. Goes on, gets better. And he called the names which his father had called them. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also, Isaac's servants dug in the valley. So he dug up originally the wells that his father dug up. But guess what? His servants then said, you know what? Let's dig up some more because we're blessed here. Let's expand our territory and bless. And I love this. I want you to see this. And found a well of water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. So as they kept digging wells and the blessing, the overflow of what God originally established, they kept doing it. And the people who were living on the land said, wait a minute, we got sheep and herds too. Where's our blessing? You're taking from us. We wanted to. This is where we feed and drink our sheep. Quote saying the water is ours. So he called the name of the well Esek because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well. And it happened again. They quarreled with him over that one also. So he called it Sitnah. And he moved from there and dug another well. And they did not quarrel over it. So he called it Rehoboth because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us and we shall be fruitful in the land. When we do it right with God, when we claim and maintain what God has given us the right way, it's going to be a blessing to others. Those herdsmen didn't realize there was wells on those grounds. They weren't there before for them. Now, they obviously had other motives, but guess what? The blessing of God overflows. When we walk in our inheritance the right way, Isaac's people ministered to those herdsmen. Notice there wasn't a battle. There was no war. Isaac said, it's okay. Let him have it. And walked away. And blessed them with it. But it was still within their region, their territory, their land. And there was a blessing. See, throughout this series, we're mentioning how maybe you are the one to establish new heritage, new foundation. Maybe you are the first to dig wells that God's calling you to dig in your family. We are still breaking new ground in this church. We are digging the well of this church that's meant to hydrate spiritually this whole community. And guess what? They shall partake in it. They shall partake in it. Because when the Holy Spirit moves, the Holy Spirit moves. When there's revival, not BCF is going to feel it, but everyone's going to feel it. What God pours into us is for us to pour out. We come, refresh, replenish, equip, strengthen, and are sent out to minister and to do the will of the kingdom of God. So it blesses others. It does not just stay with us. So our inheritance that is meant to take place here and we maintain and grow in it is meant to make a difference. Your family, what God has given you as a family, is meant to bless those around you. That's a blessing. You know, I didn't recognize this as part of an inheritance that God has given me. But there was a point in my life, a season that God blessed me with an inheritance where He kept giving me guitars. And I then would just turn around and say, Lord, who am I supposed to bless this with? And I think over since 1996, I've given around 25 to 30 guitars, I lost count, away to to people, most of which have maintained their use for the kingdom of God. And I can't wait to do that more. Not just with guitars, but with anything that God blesses us. Because that's our inheritance that we're going to pass on. And we want to pass that, the inheritance of blessing others, to those in our lives. Because we aren't meant to bless as God blesses. Psalm 37:29 says this, "The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell upon it forever." We are meant to have this inheritance that God gives us, not for a simple season, but forever. But who keeps it forever? The one who stays in right standing with God. Who keeps their eye on the Lord. Who keeps their vision fixed on the purpose of God in their life. Who maintains the heart of God, the love of God, the Spirit of God flowing freely. That their land may be plentiful and fruitful. See, God's not going to give us a land that's going to be desolate. We don't inherit desolate land. Okay? We don't go sit with a lawyer and receive the inheritance of our father and find out you owe back taxes. When Jesus says, "I am giving you this," he's giving you things that are fruitful, that are meant to produce fruit, a land that is fertile ground. And we had that word spoken over us this morning in prayer and confirmed. Fruitful land that's meant to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. That's meant to grow fields of green pastures where people can come and rest in the presence of God. Where His rivers are overflowing and we can sit and stand in the river of God and have the well from the altar of God be poured upon us. Where the Lord prepares a table in the presence of our foes. Because we're not afraid. And we can look and say, "You don't scare me." Simple as that. You don't scare me. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not worried about you. You've got your pitchforks, you got your swords, you got your guns, you got your whatever. You got your vile language. You've got your addictions, you've got your stuff. But I'm not afraid of you. For my God, His rod and His staff covers me. And I'm in His land. I stand in His land. This is the inheritance that God has given us. And it's our job to maintain it. And we do it in right standing. That's all. Staying righteous before God. Filled in us with His Spirit. With our eyes and hearts on Him and only Him. Shall we do that right now? Can we really commit to that right now? We were singing the song, "My Soul Longs for You." And the Lord impressed on me as we were singing. Our soul needs to long for God and none other. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to it." Not, "Lord, let me add this to my life, and then you'll be added to that." Doesn't work that way. So today, right now, I want to take a moment to reflect on the Holy Spirit, to minister to us, and ask Him. I really want you to be honest. Have a real honest conversation with the Holy Spirit right now. "Lord, Holy Spirit, show me where my heart has strayed from longing after you and only you. Where maybe wisdom and revelation and your knowledge and the eyes of understanding have not been fully enlightened because they haven't been on you only. I've allowed distractions to go here and there. Been a little bug-eyed a little bit. Going cross-eyed a little bit, looking in different places spiritually. Show me right now, Lord. Show me right now. Because I am digging that well, or I am re-digging what you've already promised me, God. What you've already told me, God, that I've allowed dirt and dust of years to cover in Jesus' name. But I am right now, I've got that shovel. And I'm digging, and I'm not stopping digging till water, living water, springs forth in the name of the Lord. So Holy Spirit, right now, come and bring that revelation. Ask Him right now. Come and bring that revelation. Bring that revelation. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bring that revelation, Jesus. Bring that revelation, Lord. Bring that revelation, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bring that revelation, Lord. Bring that revelation, God. Bring it, Father God. Yes, Lord. Bring that revelation, Lord. Bring that revelation, Father. Yes, Lord. All right, in a moment, I'm going to ask you all to stand. And as you continue in the Spirit of God, I'm going to give you one instruction only. Do what the Holy Spirit just told you to do. I feel like God is telling some of you to get up and do some acts, specific acts of faith. Others need to ask, hey, can you come pray with me? I'm going to put it on you a little bit today. Some are going to need to get up and go pray over others. Some may need to just get before God face to face. Whatever it may be, you may need to confess or cry out to God and just simply repent. Lord, I'm sorry, and I receive now my inheritance. But I'm just going to simply ask you, as you stay in a state of prayer, to stand up, and as the Holy Spirit leads you to do something, just simply do it. You may be encouraged to grab one or two people and pray together. Just do it today. You're being released to minister to one another as ministers in authority of the gospel. So would you stand with us right now? Holy Spirit, just release right now. Release right now in Jesus' name. Only move as the Holy Spirit moves you. Altar's open. Whatever you need, God tells you to do, just do it in faith right now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.